Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Penelope Noir, good weekend for you.
Yes, thanks.
Spent the Sunday, the Saturday at the 660 Palava.
I did indeed.
Enjoy it? You were working.
I was working. Let's clarify. I was working.
But, yeah, you're allowed to like them if you. I don't like them myself, but good on you.
To be honest, I didn't. I knew one song, which was the first one they opened with. But what I do like is I like seeing a lot of people enjoying music, and that was a hell of a lot of people enjoying music.
Yeah, good job too.
And people, it was pretty funny. They warmed up the crowd with Bohemian Rhapsody. They played that before 660 came on.
Bold call. Yeah.
I thought I was in an earthquake. The ground was like totally shaking. People were jumping up and down and going absolutely insane. And it was pretty funny.
Wow. Good on them. Good on them. Good on the Springs. Good on the local concert. And good on local bands being able to sell that many tickets to anything. But today we're going to talk about fashion. Today's fashion we're going to talk about is?
We're going to talk about Karl Lagerfeld because we can't really like.
Oh, he passed away.
Yes, yeah, he I did.
I anticipated this may be your topic.
Yeah, week. I just thought we should probably have a chat about him. He was very kind of controversial, like born in 1933 in Hamburg, Germany, and he was known as the Kaiser, and he was very prolific. He started out at, with Pierre Balmain after winning a competition with a wool coat in 1953, which kind of also started his rivalry with Yves Saint Laurent, who was also in the same competition and won something else.
Calm down, really, right till the end.
Yeah, right. So right from the start, but because he had a boyfriend, but it was kind of like an emotional attachment boyfriend. So he never slept with him, and that boyfriend he had for like 18 years.
Interesting term.
But he ended up like having an affair with Yves Saint Laurent, so I think that kind of didn't help. Yeah, and there's a whole
the
book.
The boyfriend did.
Yeah.
So
there's
dirty.
A book like written about it.
And was that just an emotional affair?
Or I
was
don't
that
know.
A little bit more grunty.
I don't know.
good one.
In 1963,
sounds like a good guy.
Yeah,
sounds like a good, very thoughtful.
Yeah. In 1963, he started working for Chloe, which is a well-known house, as well as 1967 started working for Fendi. He reinvigorated fur at Fendi, which is not something I agree with, but, you know.
What about rabbits? What about possums? What about stoats?
Well, this is the thing. He brought in, like, you know, instead of, like, using, like, mink and things like that, he was bringing in those sorts of furs to, you know. And in 1983, he joined Chanel.
Yeah.
And he kind of was known as the first person to kind of be, to bring about the Lazarus movement, which was coined by Joan Juliet Buck, who was a former editor of French Vogue, of course, which is, you know, a younger guy coming in and reinvigorating
an aging house.
Yeah.
Would you come invigorate our aging house, Lazarus?
Yeah, because Lazarus, you know, came back from the dead, blah, 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 blah. Right. So it's kind of like. And he did reinvigorate Chanel. Like, it was.
Oh, he's very. I mean, what will they do without him?
Well, at that time, I think they were only earning money pretty much off, like, you know, the.
Perfume?
Yeah, off Chanel No. 5, which was made famous by Marilyn Monroe because she was, like, all I ever wear to bed is Chanel
Plus it's
No. 5.
Sauciest smell.
Yeah.
It is a fragrance. Do you not like it? Don't like Chanel No. 5?
I wear, that's what I wear.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, so I don't want to go, yeah, that's right, that's me.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. and of course, he had a signature look, white ponytail. He used white.
Grey, let's go silver grey ponytail.
Yeah, but he used white dry hairspray to make it even
really?
Whiter.
Dry shampoo?
Yeah.
Hairspray?
Yeah. Oh, dry shampoo, yeah.
Wow.
I don't understand this dry shampoo stuff that you
ladies use.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
You don't need to.
Fantastic.
Well, really actually, you could be. You could
doesn't
use
really
some.
Shampoo, though, does it?
No, it just, you know, on those days.
It's not so much shampoo, it's more just hairspray, isn't it?
No.
Is it just hairspray?
It is like
I
a
mean,
hairspray.
How does it shampoo? It just doesn't really shampoo, does it?
It's like.
I mean, where's the dirt go?
What? It gets absorbed into the powder that's sprayed into.
And where's the powder
I think
go?
It's more dry shampoo. It's not to clean your hair. It's more to take away an oiliness.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the powder soaks up the oil.
Sure. And yep. That powder goes cool. Where? Where's the powder go?
What do you mean?
Well, once the powder soaked up the oil, where does that go?
It just sits there until you wash your hair.
It sits there until you wash your hair, yeah.
So that's when you do the shampooing.
It's like when you put sand over oil after a car crash or something. It soaks Ooh, it all
oh
up.
Oh, my God.
Sorry,
good analogy.
Awful. But it's... I don't know how else to explain it, because it's
a... Best here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also wore fingerless gloves, which we may think, oh, God, you know, it always looked a little bit weird. Like, he always looked like a caricature of himself. And he...
I always thought that his hair back... Like, if Santa tied his hair back, that's what his hair was like.
He always wore sunglasses as well, didn't he?
Yeah, and for a while he had a fan, you know, when he was, like, Ooh. Overweight, he had a fan. But he wore the fingerless gloves because... One time he decided he wanted to smoke, and his mother was very critical of him, and she said, no, you have the hands of a mechanic. So,
oh! Yeah. Oh! Darling!
Yeah. Which I don't know. And so he didn't smoke, and he always wore gloves after that, which is like, oh. But at one stage he, like, he was so prolific and so...
Mums, eh? No nonsense. Yeah. Straight into the guts of it. Yeah.
So he was designing all the time, all that sort of thing. But what he also did was he also was a publisher. He published a lot of books, including, I think it was like 73 copies of Interview magazine by Andy Warhol that weighed 48 kilos. And what? It came in a special box. So it's like
all the ones that Andy Warhol.
Yeah, so he like put them into one book and then like, it weighed 48 kilos. It's like...
I'd love to own that book. It'd be a great book.
Yeah.
Good read.
He had over 300 iPods because he loved music.
The quote I was just looking at, it was like, he said, the iPod is genius. I have 300.
Yep.
Good boy. Who's inherited those iPods?
Well, this is the thing. His cat...
Sorry.
Hang on.
Yeah. He's got a cat, a white Persian called Choupette. And she is very famous in her own right on Instagram. He's like turned down lots of pet endorsements, but she's set to inherit a lot of
his iPods. A cat can't look. I think cats are amazing.
iPod would be quite practical for a paw.
Actually, not.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I've got enough trouble. I've got a piece of glass in my thumb right there. See you guys can see
that.
Yes,
I can see
what?
That.
Yeah, that really hurt. But that's right at the apex of my texting thumb.
Why have you not pulled that out?
Well, no, so that's just the
that's a blood blister from
the blood blister from right. You know
what I mean? Can we read some of these?
I live a rough life.
Some of these quotes.
I thought we should.
I got a bit close to my thumb. I live a rough life.
Sorry, yeah. But can we read this mayonnaise one?
Yeah. Oh, you read it.
This one is, chic is a kind of mayonnaise. Either it tastes or it doesn't.
This is my favourite because I'm very anti-sweatpants.
Hey, well, hang on. Just bring that hostility in here.
Yeah. Sweatpants are a sign of defeat. You lost control of your life, so you went and bought some sweatpants.
What about this one? When I was 4, I asked my mother for a valet for my birthday.
Someone to dress me.
Vanity is the healthiest thing in life. I have no human feelings.
I have no human feelings. What's he up to?
I love this one. If you throw money out of the window, throw it out with joy. Don't say one shouldn't do that. That is bourgeois.
He sounds like he would have been a great guest at a party.
Oh, yeah. I think, like, everyone kind of, like, thinks he's really awful, but...
What have you got there, Tess?
They grow so fast, and having adult children makes you look 100 years old. I don't want that.
The most important piece in the house is the garbage can.
Oh. Any more?
There's so many.
He was like, so...
Come on, keep going, they're good.
Okay. Bling is over.
That's what I was...
Red carpetry covered with rhinestones is out. I call it the new modesty.
Yeah, that's a good call, actually.
Yeah.
And timely,
that's
too.
That's a good call.
Well, don't you reckon? Are you completely sick of watching people just over-blinging?
Yep.
I'm over it. I'm over the red carpet. I don't want to know about your red carpet. I don't want to know about what TMZ says. I don't want to know about what Ryan Seacrest has got to say about what you're wearing. I couldn't give a shit about what you're wearing, to be honest.
Have you seen the one where they somebody asks men what they're wearing and they run into Nick Cave? Yeah. And he's on the red carpet, and he's just, and they're like, "And what time did you start this morning getting ready?" And he was like, "Oh, like 20 minutes ago."
Yes. Yeah, he always looks good.
Yeah,
he's always dressed in the high fineries. You know? Yeah.
On his sunglasses.
For an Australian.
On his sunglasses, Karl Lagerfeld. They're my burqa. I'm a little short-sighted, and people, when they're short-sighted, they remove their glasses and they look like cute little dogs who want to be adopted.
Oh, he's going to be sorely missed.
There's some mean ones, though.
Yeah, of course there's some mean. He's in fashion.
There's some really nice long ones about, like, one. There's one on designers who complain. I won't read the whole thing.
One more each.
Why don't you, like, kind of shorten it?
Oh, like, I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know if that'd be correct. The man's dead.
He does. That one actually is really good. I reckon you should read it out.
The whole thing. It's quite long.
Go
on,
then,
Tess. You go for it, Penny.
Penny, you go for it. Okay, one last one. Here we go.
Oh, I've got to find it. Okay. Please don't say I work hard. Nobody is forced to do this job, and if they don't like it, they should do another one. If it's too much, do something else. But don't start doing it and then say, it's too much, because a lot of people depend on it. What we do at Chanel, thousands of people work on these things. These things are sold in hundreds and hundreds of shops all over the world. People like the big machine and the money the big machine involves, but the effort. Then suddenly they become artists. They're too weak, too fragile. Non. We have to be tough. We cannot talk about our suffering. People buy dresses to be happy, not to hear about somebody who suffered over a piece of taffeta. Me, I like to make an effort. I like nothing better than concrete reality. I'm a very down-to-earth person, but it's my job to make that earth more pleasant.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much, Penny.
Thanks.